That's our ring time for Lemonade, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hi there, friends. This is Dick Huddleston. You know, Moe's Moots, Lum and Abner's only current sponsor on their station, DTR, has had two different shows in 2 days, and he didn't like either one of them. My two old friends are pretty resourceful, and they've dreamed up still another type of program for Moe's. I don't know whether you like it or not, but there's nothing like trying.
Lum, I don't think we ought to try broadcasting again. After the way folks around here have been complaining about us.
Well, we've got to broadcast. We've got this new show fixed up for Moe's Moots. And he's sitting over at his barbershop waiting to hear.
Yeah, that's all he does. Sit there and listen to us and stop that razor. Get mad and come. Ezra Seastrunk said he got so mad yesterday he cut the razor stop half in two.
Well, I do know.
He made a mistake and throwed one of them boiling hot towels on his own face.
Well, I hope you don't bring that razor over here.
Yeah, I do too. But I'll tell you, everybody around here says when we get on the air, we drown out all the other programs, and we're the only ones they can hear.
Well, one thing we're doing, we're getting his razor sharper anyway.
Yeah, thank goodness we'll get better shaves out of it. Well, what can we do, Lum? Aren't we to go on or aren't we not to?
Well,
the folks don't like it.
Got to go on.
Huh? Well, anything you say.
Nothing we can do about that. Ernest Macmillan said this shortwave set of ours just happened to be on some canal or channel or something like that.
Canal.
Well, I forget just what word he used. Anyway, he says the thing's fixed up to where folks can pick it up on their local radios, and even if they don't have short wave sets.
Well, I know we ain't on no canal. There's that creek that runs south of town there.
Well, just forget it, Abner.
Of course, there's a Panama Canal, but, Lord, we ain't on that.
The only thing that matters is the folks around here can hear it.
I know, and that's just what they're kicking about. They can hear it.
Yeah, but if they couldn't hear it, we wouldn't have no radio station. We'd be out of business.
Yeah, personal, I ain't sure we're in it. Moe's Moot's actual only sponsor we got, Lum. And so far, we ain't studied up no program that seems to satisfy him.
Well, I know he's going to like this new one. He's bound to.
He is, huh?
Yeah, he said he wanted a program with lots of human natures in it. And I granted that's what we're going to give him.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, if you like it, don't worry. All right, you fellas, come on around the microphone here, everybody. Just about ready to start.
Yeah, they all got their places, Lum.
Good. Now, you all recollect what you're supposed to do.
Well, ain't nothing to it. Cedric, try not to go to sleep when you're cranking on that generator, neither.
Yes, Mom, I won't.
Yeah, I believe we're all ready, Lum.
All right, start cranking, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
Main switch there, Emma.
Got it. Roger.
Here we go. Evening, folks. This is radio station VPR, the voice of Pine Ridge, broadcasting direct from our main studios in the heart of downtown Pine Ridge. And this is your old favorite, Lum Edwards, the announcer that grins while he talks.
That sounds good, Lum.
And now the new Moe's Moots program.
MSB. MSB.
Yes, Moe's Moots means fine barbering.
Yep, Moe's Moots means fine barbering. Yes, Moe's Moots means fine barbering.
Yeah, Moe's meat, Moose is what meat. Bones. Me, Moose.
Fine barbering, Cedric.
Oh, a fine barbering, Cedric.
Yes, sir. Go to Moses for your next haircut.
So round, so short, so clipped. And now Moses, the careful barber, using only the lighter, the finer, the razor, brings you the that's enough, Abner.
Oh.
The Court of Human Beings. Abner, that is for yesterday's show.
Oh, excuse me, I leaned on it again.
The death of domestic human life is not all as happy as a bird song. No, it is filled with hard problems. Unhappy folks from all over Pine Ridge comes to the Court of Human Beings to seek advice. Today we have as our kindly advisors Judge Lum Edwards, beloved Justice of the Peace, Abner Peabody, well-known local Pine Ridge businessman.
Hi.
and Mr. Milford Avery Spears, beloved resident of Pine Ridge and student of the World Almanac.
Student? Long Grandpap ain't in school.
Hey, Chef Abner.
That says I don't believe you ever went.
I did, too. Went clean up to the six readers.
Oh, prattle.
Don't you prattle me, you little...
Prattle you any time I take an oath, too.
You too, Hesha.
Well, because he couldn't even carry the flag in for the six reader. Couldn't be their marker.
We're on the air now.
That's right. I forgot. Timber down, Grandpap. I'll fight you later. Go on, Mom.
And now, now that you've met our kindly, lovable advisors, let us take up some of our unhappy problems. You've done that already, Cedric. Our first unhappy traveler along life's sad path has found the domestic highway full of chuckles.
Chuckles?
Chugholes.
Oh.
Now, in order not to embarrass these poor, sad, tore-up critters, we will not unclose their names.
Good.
No one will ever know who they are. All right, sir. Will you please step up here?
Yeah, okay.
Sir, you will be known as simple Mr. Q.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Q, just what is your problem? Come on now, Mr. Q. Just feel free to speak right up. Everything that's said here will be kept strict confidential.
Okay.
Now then, tell us what your problem is.
Let's see.
You must have a problem. Everybody's got problems.
Problem?
Financial problems are good, huh?
I can't get my barn painted.
Oh, you must have a better problem than that. Something domestic. How are you getting along with your woman?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, you must have some trouble of some kind.
Okay.
How about money troubles? Don't you have some trouble over money, Ulysses, Mr. Q?
Well, yes, I do.
Well, good.
Hooray, God for you, Ulysses.
Now then, Mr. Q, just what is this money problem you have?
Well, I can't get enough of it.
Oh, well, I'm sure I can't help you with that.
No.
Now, think hard, Mr. Q. I'm sure that a poor, unhappy critter like you some trouble. What about your mama-in-law?
Well, she's okay.
I believe that's all rain, Long.
Oh, me. When are we going to recollect to disconnect that thing?
I'm sorry. Don't ever think
of it. Hello. Oh, yeah, Mose.
Oh, him.
Well, we can't do that, Mose. Well, because we ain't solved this problem yet. Well, you can't change right in the middle this way.
Never change you left this in the middle of a stream.
Besides, I don't believe we can get hold of the little cavers. Do what? Oh, all right. Yeah, goodbye.
What's he want us to do now?
Ladies and gentlemen, this poor unhappy tore-up critter standing here at our microphone would be able to solve his problems easier if he'd go to Mose Moose's barbershop and get his hair cut. There. All right now, Mr. Q, what is your problem?
I don't believe he's thought it up yet, Long.
Well, now, Mr. Q, I don't believe you're concentrating on this. Anybody can look at you and tell you've got some terrible problems.
Okay.
Has your woman been staying out late at night or something?
No.
Burning the toast?
Oh, cooking's okay.
Ain't she never acted like she was sort of interested in some other feller at a sociable or a box supper or something like that?
No.
Well, something like that must have happened, even to somebody like Miss Clinton, or like your woman.
How about the time at the 4th of July picnic? Didn't she team up with somebody else in the sack race?
Well, let's see now. In the sack race,
sure, and you got awful mad about it. Or leastways, I hope you did.
Well, let me think now. Sack race. Yeah, I believe there was something like that.
Now you're talking.
Well, my advice is...
Wait a minute, Abner. We ain't got the problem straight yet.
Now, let's see now. Who was that varmint that you teamed up with in that sack race?
I can't recollect who it was. Now, let's see, no, it weren't Frank Foster. I know that.
Well, now, Mr. Q, tell us just how you felt after this terrible calamity struck your happy little home. Well, now, Mr. Q, tell us just how you felt after this terrible calamity struck your happy little home.
how I fell, huh?
Oh, you don't need to cover up how you fell. Recollect that everything you say here is kept in confidence. Just unburden yourself. Pour out your poor breaking heart to us. You must have felt terrible when this blackguard, this villain, this wolf in his clothes delivered, tried to break up your blissful marriage. You know what makes my heart ache to think about it?
That snake in the weeds.
Or to be tarred and feathered.
Run out of town. That's what he ought to be.
Poor man, Mr. Hugh. You poor mistreated critic.
Well, let's see now. Who was that varmint?
Mr. Hugh, I'm going to let Mr. Spears, one of our beloved judges, give you the first piece of advice to help you try to find your way out of this unhappy predicament into which you have so treacherously been thrown. All right, Mr. Spears.
Yeah, tell him, Grandpa.
Well, if I was you, Ulysses, I'd take a good stout axe hand.
Well, I recollect who that was, now.
Good.
God, don't forget, sir. We'll pulverize the varmint. I'll scuffle with him.
Who was it, Mr. Q?
That low-down critter, Mose Moose.
Mose Moose? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness, alive. You ought not to have said that. Wait a minute, Lomar. As the phone shows the world.
I know, but don't answer.
Huh?
I know what it is without even picking up the receiver.
Well, don't answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard the last of the new Mose Moots program, The Court of Human Beings.